All right, what's up, Sharks fans? My name is Josh. I'm 21 years old. I've been a Sharks fan for like 11, 10 years now. I was originally a Kings fan growing up from California, live in Utah right now. My whole family were Kings fans. Hopefully this audio sounds good because I'm using AirPods. I don't know if they sound like shit, but and excuse the language, but this is just the way I talk. But my whole family were Kings fans when I was growing up. And I just wanted to kind of go against all of that, just following what everyone else liked and my family. And at the time, the Kings were not good. And then they won the Stanley Cup a few years later. I was looking at other teams. I didn't really know anyone on the Sharks, so I was like, "Oh, I guess this will be like a clean slate." And so I started following Sharks games. Quickly found love. Sharks are badass, anyways. So it's a lot cooler than a king, in my opinion. I guess you can see it both ways, started watching the Sharks. Guess I was a bandwagon at first because I just decided to like them, but. Nowadays I'm actually like a diehard fan. Favorite player on the team is Logan Couture. And then Joe Pavelski was the player that I looked up to when I was growing up playing because he's not a very big guy, but he still plays with a lot of heart, a lot of grit. He's a tough ass dude. I love Joe Pavelski. I guess that's it for a little bit of an introduction. I just wanted to start a podcast slash YouTube channel, all the social media crap about the Sharks because I know I've been playing hockey for my entire life. Like ever since I could walk, I started skating, put me on rollerblades, and then quickly went to learn how to ice skate, and then just started from there. I've been playing travel hockey all the way up until high school, and then I just gave up on the travel life, figured I'd focus on something else. And then just played high school hockey. Now I just do old men's. I just play for fun, honestly, just for the love of the game. I'm not trying to like play college hockey or anything. I tried out for my college team and just at the end of it decided not to go. I already have a hard time focusing on class anyway, so hockey would just destroy my grades. But we'll see. I wanted to start this channel. Eventually, where I want to take this is like Instagram lives. I can do Facebook, Twitter, all that live bullshit, and take like phone calls from viewers. Like if I ever get viewers, I guess we'll see. But yeah, I want to create like an actual channel here, something for Sharks fans and honestly any kind of hockey fan, because it's not just going to be strictly San Jose Sharks, but I call talk about anything that involves hockey because it's something that has been in my life from the very beginning. Today is May 22nd, Wednesday. And it is 12:42 p.m. This the day after the Sharks got knocked out of the Stanley Cup playoffs, Western Conference Finals. They got knocked out last night by the St. Louis Blues. I know I chose to do this fucking Sharks channel, all this, the day after their season ends. We'll find out, hopefully, how Pavelski's doing because they really haven't said anything about him. Erik Karlsson, he's been injured for a long time. He was not playing like his usual self in the playoffs at all. Pavelski gets shot in the face in the first game. The Sharks had a very rough playoff run. Nothing was easy for them. I don't think they ever won consecutive. Oh, I guess in against Vegas when we were down 3-1. But Other than that, they didn't really win a consecutive game. There's always back and forth. Two series going to game seven. One of them going to double overtime, wasn't it? No, that was game six of against Vegas. Yeah, the Sharks did not have a healthy roster going into the playoffs, and that was something that I think a lot of the fans should have been aware of, because everyone was just expecting nothing short of a Stanley Cup. But man, the odds were stacked against us from the very beginning of the playoffs, going in with Carlson missing how many games? I don't even know. I didn't really pay too much attention, but Carlson had been out of the lineup until game one. We lost Samek on the D, and he was one of our tougher defensemen. It's hard to play the what ifs game at the end of the season, but man, if the Sharks were completely healthy, we would have been fine. Because look, I'm looking at our regular season stats right here. We had Brent Burns, who had 83 points. Fuck. 67 assists from Brent Burns. We had a strong D in the playoffs, man. They just kind of disappeared. It's a little disappointing. But, taking a step back and looking at all the injuries that we had faced, they played their fucking hearts out and went to two game sevens, forced two game sevens. I don't know, a lot of people thought that we were lucky for how far we made it, and honestly, we didn't have Pavelski for games one through six against the Avalanche because of the concussion that happened in game seven against Vegas. Fuck, that series was insane. We had Jonesy with like an 84% save percentage, and that's like one of the, that's like the lowest of all the goalies in the NHL, especially for goalies in the playoffs. Like, we could have handled Vegas if, because Jones let in a first minute goal of a period for like multiple games straight. Like, first shot, first minute of the game, Jonesy was letting in shots. His save percentage was terrible. He was getting pulled, and that is the last thing you want to see in playoff hockey, especially for your team, is just struggling goalie. And he had one of his worst seasons. Honestly, he was what was he was Fleury, Marc-Andre Fleury's backup goalie in Pittsburgh when they were when they got a cup. And so, and now Jones is in San Jose playing starter. It's just a huge role change for Jones. Like, he handled it really well, especially his first season. What was it, 2016, when we went to the Cup Finals? And he was just playing out of his mind. And he hasn't really been the same since. And it's kind of hard to watch. So I guess we'll see what happens. Jones is locked in until 2024. So we got him for a while. Dell, we have him for 20 till 2021. So we might have to tough it out with our goaltending for a little bit until, I don't know. I honestly am not like too knowledgeable when it comes to contracts and how those work. So, I'm not gonna try and act like I know what I'm talking about exactly, but let's see. Samek, we have until 2021. Honestly, we need him back with Burnsy, dude. We need some physical play, because we were getting out hit by almost every team, every single game, by like double, almost triple. That doesn't win you games. Getting beat up like that, that fucking loses games in the long run. Dude, it's the day after your team gets knocked out is a depressing day. It's a sad day. Sharks lost. Jumbo Joe still looking for a cup. Is he even going to get one? Not this year. He's gonna end up being one of the Hall of Famers that just never won a cup. San Jose. I don't know what the hell is that. Get your fucking shit together, Sharks. Series one. Down 3-1. Sharks won game one in typical Sharks fashion. They look fucking good. Game one. After that, they just disappeared. I don't think the Sharks, every time the Sharks won a game one, I think they won the game on all their series. They lost game two. They couldn't win a fucking back-to-back consecutive series openers. And that's disheartening because you don't want the split at home, especially to start the series. But they were always capable of pulling off a split on the road, except for in Vegas, because we were down 3-1. But a 3-1, we reversed that shit, because LA did that to us. We had them in a 3-1 series lead, and I received endless shit from all of my LA King fan friends. And we turned around and did that to the Knights in their second season. The controversial call on Pavelski that got Eakin, I think, that got him removed for the game. 5-minute penalty. Sharks put 4 goals in on a penalty. I know that call was kind of, it's really debatable. Obviously, I have a bias because I'm a Sharks fan. You hate to see something like that happen. It's hard to see that happen, but you got to kill a penalty. How you let 4 goals in on one fucking call? That's what the Knights fans only remember that one call, but they seem to forget that they had 3 games to close the Sharks out. It was the 3-1 series. I mean, we did it a couple years ago. We fucked that up. That's hard as shit to watch. But the Knights fans only talking about that one call. Well, we got endless shit for the whole series. I don't know. I think the Knights fans, I mean, Knights are a good ass team. But fuck. Sometimes those fans piss me off. They think that the NHL owes them a Stanley Cup in their second season. Dude, the Blues are finally going to the finals for the first time in, like, what, 50 years? You guys went on your first season. Get in line, boys. Get in line. We've been waiting longer than you guys. Fuck. I just spilled all over myself. God damn it. Now I'm gonna have a stain on my shirt. A water stain. I'm just gonna leave it. I don't even care. That's exactly how the Sharks playoffs was. Some good, tasty ass ice cold water. And then it just spills all over you, leaving you sad and cold and wet. That's what she said. All right, so San Jose survives. They score 4 goals in the last 10 minutes of the game 7, down 3-0. Crazy ass game. Wish I was there, but I live in Utah. If I ever move to California, which I hope I do, you guys can probably catch me at a lot of Sharks games. Who knows? Maybe they'll even hook me up with some tickets for doing all this. That's not the goal, though. The goal is just to talk Sharks. I honestly just want to talk Sharks with people because I love the team. Let's go. Sharks boot the Knights. They move on to the Avalanche. They don't have Pavelski in the lineup. And honestly, that's huge. We don't have our fucking captain playing. And we're still like pulling our own. Everyone else stepped up. I'm looking at stats here. And these are playoff points. The Sharks leaders, not the boy, Logan Couture. Dude, he has become my favorite player in the entire league within the past couple seasons. I couldn't even like name my favorite player because I just didn't know, but I knew the players that I really liked. But Logan Couture, fuck, I love that guy. Dude, he had fucking 14 goals. He's in the same like debate topics for all-time goal scorers in playoffs with like fucking Sidney Crosby, Kane, all those guys. Ovechkin, dude, he's like second, maybe top of the list. He's a competitor when it comes to the playoffs. And honestly, I would be so sad to see him go. Let's see how long Logan Couture. Oh, thank God, we got him signed to life on this team. Evander Kane, he had a bit of a rough playoffs. I don't know how many points he had in these playoffs, but let's honestly take a look. I think he was pretty quiet throughout the playoffs. Let's see. Statistics. Sorry. Whew. It doesn't even feel like it hasn't really hit me yet that the Sharks hockey's done. It's gonna be a long summer. A long summer. I do wanna see the Blues win their first cup. They deserve it. They're honestly a good ass fucking team. They kicked our asses. They honestly, if that hand pass goal wasn't called, or it was called back, and we ended up losing that game that night. Honestly, yeah, the series probably should end in one game sooner. But hey, Sharks fought back. Good for them. Good for us, I guess. I'm not trying to take anything away from anyone. I'm just calling it how I see it. I'm trying to be an unbiased fan, but of course I will be at some point. So our point leader in playoffs, Logan Couture, 20 points, 14 goals. Dude, he was on fire. I love watching that guy play. Brent Burns, 16 points was our second highest. Brent Burns and Carlson both had Erik Karlsson, that is. They both had 16 points. Erik Karlsson. And I wish he was at full strength. Because EK65 was probably at 65%. And it showed out there. He was struggling, especially game five against the Blues. I don't think he played in the third period at all. Damn, that game six, we lost three of our top five players, Hertl, Pavelski, and Carlson. And we were on the road. Oh my God. Honestly, everything is just stacked against us. I know that the Sharks received a lot of calls that benefit the Sharks, but like the players, it's not like the players made those calls. I mean, the refs in the end are the ones that should be looked at, not the Sharks. I mean, if it was your team that got the call, obviously you'd be like, fuck, let's take it. A lot of the Sharks fans, after that hand pass call, or the no hand pass call and the goal in the overtime, a lot of the Sharks fans were saying like, fuck, we know, we saw it. Sucks to win like this, but there's really nothing we can do. We'll take it. Any team would do that. But everyone's gonna give the Sharks endless shit. Like, we're the ones that, I don't know. It's just sports. That's just how sports goes. Like the Saints and it was the Rams. It's just sports, man. Refs are only human. And we see like from the bird's eye view, we got cameras from all over the rink that we look through. And the refs are just right there, and those guys are fucking big, and it's hard to track everything at once. Shit happens. It's unfortunate that the Sharks were on the receiving end of those calls. I'm not wearing that right, but yeah, Tomas Hertl, someone I'm excited about to see in the future of the Sharks. Wait, hold on, let me see how long we got him locked up. Hertl, we're good. We got him. Melker Carlson, he's a good player. I like that guy. LeBanc, solid goal scorer. Who else am I looking for? Meyer. Where's Timo? He's a restricted free agent. I'm not even gonna pretend like I know what that word means, but lock that boy up. I don't wanna lose Timo Meyer. They're young players and they're only gonna develop more, and they're showing so much potential, so much promise. Tomas Hertl also becoming one of my favorite Sharks players. Where is he from? Let's see. I know I looked this up a couple days ago and I forgot, but I really want to remember where he's from. Tomas Hertl. Yeah, Czech. He's Czech. From the Czech Republic. Marcus Sorensen. Do we have him? Marcus Sorensen. Yeah, we have him for a couple of years. He was having a rough playoff. He was pretty quiet too. Let's see. He had 5 points. Well, the Sharks season, it's over. I'm definitely gonna keep doing these podcast videos throughout the summer. Probably whenever the Sharks have news or anything like that, I'll cover it in videos. So it probably won't be like an everyday thing. I'm on Twitter. I should start up on Insta and Facebook, but I like to do the tweet there. I guess I'll see you guys on the next one. Motherfucker.